Peter, before the playoffs started, you talked about one of the big keys with home ice was that you would have a game seven in this building. Now you have a game seven in this building. What does that mean for this specific game seven?
Well, I mean, it's always good to be in your building in front of your fans. You know, yesterday we talked about things having changed a little bit just with regard to us winning up there, them winning in here, the way the games have been played, the styles that have been played, the series is a little bit different. Our time and energy has been more focused on the game and the game plan and how we need to play. And I think both teams have proven that they can win in both places, so we really should focus on the game. And so most of our time has been spent talking about that. It's nice to be here at the Bridgestone Arena. It's great to be here with our fans. We really got to focus on our game and what we're doing on the ice.
Peter, it's your 13th game of the playoffs, just one short of the maximum. How does the extra off day, you think, help your squad?
It was good. I think, you know, just from to get away from that game, game six, you know, to get the travel out of it and have that extra day is good. But as always, it's good for them as well. That's the great thing about the playoffs is that everything's equal. You always get the same time, the same travel. You know, you get the same preparation for the most part. So, but we did, you know, we were able to utilize it with, you know, the day off and then a 30-minute practice yesterday. It gives you a chance to go over some things and to work on some things, have some extra meetings. And so those are always good things going into an important game.
Peter, I don't know what you remember preparing for your first Game 7, but as a coach, do you think there's been an evolution for you in how you approach these games, or are they all exactly the same for you in terms of what you do and how you get ready for them?
Yeah. You know, my first Game 7 was back with the Islanders going up into Toronto. It was just an incredible series. It was really, really hard-fought series, and I think we ended up losing that game 3-2, and that was my first experience really in the playoffs and a game seven. And great experience. And to be honest, my memory's not that good to think about how I prepared the team or what we did. It was a long time ago, which means that I'm probably just getting old. But I think for the most part, the preparation always remains the same, or it has, you know, for as long as I can remember going into each game or every game. There's no extra emphasis on something, or we don't take our team pre-scout meeting and make it 10 minutes longer because it's a game seven. I mean, our guys have been business as usual like we normally are. Our game is really no different than game six, right? I mean, for us, for them, it's different because they weren't up against the wall, but we were up against the wall going into Winnipeg, so our preparation didn't change then either. It hasn't changed going into Game 7.
You, when the Preds are playing well, like for Game 6, you guys are clearly playing your game to the game plan, and at times Winnipeg's been able to take you out of that game plan. What can you guys do tonight to make sure that Winnipeg doesn't take you out of the game plan tonight?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's been a few moments through the series. I mean, I can pretty much name them for what they when they were and what they were. In game three, we had a tough second period. First period was exactly what we wanted to do, and the second period we gave up 4 goals. We lost that period 4-0, and then we exchanged power play goals in the third period. So that 20 minutes ended up costing us that game. You go back to game five, we played maybe our best period of the playoffs so far in period number one, and period number two we lost our way for about 12 minutes. And I think just trying to stay on point for the entire 60 minutes with what we need to do and how we need to execute, and I thought in game four we were able to do that, in game six we were able to do that. There's been different parts of this series where we've been able to do it, but there's a couple of moments that we'd like to have back and do them over, which you can't do. But you look back and say, if we'd done a better job in this period or in this 12-minute stretch, maybe that game had gone different. So I think just the consistency of the game in which we need to play.
Anything else? You had said, Coach, you know, with the consistency.
This is your third question. You're done after this.
I think it's the last
I'm just saying it's like a three-question limit here. So
go going back to, you talked about having the extra day off, and it's a good thing to get away from Game 6, but you guys played maybe one of your best games in Game 6, so how do you carry the positive things you did from Game 6 into tonight?
I've said this after a bad one, and maybe you think I'm just trying to get away from that game or whatever. You got to turn the page, and you got to turn it quickly. There's things that you can take from the wins and from the losses and try to prepare your club, but that page has got to turn. If you rest on how, if you rest on the 12 minutes in game five where we gave up the four goals to the start of the third period, if you just think about that, then you're going to be thinking about that. You got to get rid of that. And the same thing for game six. You need to take what was good and try to prepare your team for it. But again, you better flip that page and not rely on that. You better focus on game seven and the work that needs to be done. And that's why I mentioned on your first question, we really should just focus on that game and focus on the 60 minutes, because that's what can lead us to where we need to go and trying to play a complete effort. So we got to turn that page on game six. We got to focus on the work that we got to do today and be ready to play.
Peter, there's a guaranteed, no matter who wins tonight, a lot of fresh blood chasing the cup in the finals for both conferences. Is that maybe good for the league to have that kind of depth going down?
You know, well, we wouldn't be fresh blood, would we?
Well, as far as having cups, only Tampa Bay has, you know, been in the finals.
Oh, as far as
finals, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I haven't thought about it. I'm up to my tail in alligators right now, so we're trying to just stay focused on the day here and get ready. I hadn't thought about a question like that, but we would certainly like to oblige.